Good morning from Skift. For daily updates in your inbox, subscribe to the Skift Daily Newsletter at skift.com/daily. It's Friday, April 26th, 2024, and now here's what you need to know about the business of travel today. India's largest airline, IndiGo, has taken a step in its quest to make a mark globally. IndiGo has ordered a large number of wide-body aircraft that will enable it to operate more international flights, reports contributor Ajay Atani. IndiGo announced the order of 30 A350-900 jets on Thursday. The company has also retained purchase rights for another 70 aircraft. Atani notes IndiGo expects to start incorporating the aircraft into its fleet from 2027 onwards, adding the airline has been conducting internal assessments on the best choice for its growth strategy. Next, Wyndham is looking to adopt a two-part strategy after fending off Choice Hotels' hostile takeover attempt, reports senior hospitality editor Sean O'Neill. Wyndham executives said they want to maintain their hotel group's strength in the economy sector while adding more premium properties that generate higher franchise fees. Wyndham is investing more of its money to help developers finance deals to create hotels. Wyndham generated a net income of $16 million during the first quarter, down from $67 million a year ago. Wyndham executives attributed the drop to expenses related to Choice Hotels' hostile bid. Finally, Royal Caribbean is getting a boost from a surge in younger travelers, writes reporter Elizabeth Casolo. Royal Caribbean CEO Jason Liberty said during the company's first quarter earnings call that nearly half of cruise guests are millennials or younger. Liberty added that demographic increased by 11 percentage points of share compared to 2019, growth he attributed to some of Royal Caribbean's exclusive destinations. Royal Caribbean generated $360 million in net income during the first quarter. For more travel stories and deep dives into the latest trends, head to skift.com. To find these stories and more insight into the business of travel, subscribe to the Skift Daily Newsletter at skift.com/daily.